All right, so we are back. That was Frogaboom with C'est Cool au Québec. And on the line with me right now, I have Julie Lalonde of the Coalition for a Carleton Sexual Assault Center. Julie, along with the Coalition, has been struggling to establish a sexual assault center on the Carleton University campus and has been met with a fairly disturbing response from the university administration, particularly because there was a case that occurred earlier in the year, which I interviewed Julie about a month ago, where the victim of a sexual assault who was assaulted on campus while doing lab work at night, she was taking the university to court for their failure to take adequate prevention measures to prevent sexual assault. And the university adopted an attitude that blamed her for failing to take responsibility to protect herself. So this obviously outraged several on the Carleton University campus. And we talked to Julie about that before, but there has been another sexual assault at Carleton, and the university has continued to not take the issue seriously enough. So, Julie, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right, great. So, hi, Julie. Thanks for speaking with us again.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
No problem. So, can you give us a little bit of information about the recent sexual assault at Carleton?
Yeah, absolutely. So, like you said, we've kind of had all of this coalition stuff going on in the background since 2007. And we got posters were put up on campus this Sunday warning students that an assault had happened on Friday, September 25th between 9:30 and 10:30 at night near residence, where a woman was struck in the face and groped by an unknown man, and then they gave a pretty detailed description of what the suspect looked like and then asked students to contact security if they had information. So this is problematic to us on its own. It's a pretty frightening incident. But we were also really, really struck by the fact that Carleton University called it an assault when they clearly describe it as it being a sexual assault. The person was groped. And because of our history of dealing with Carleton, we know that their use of the term assault rather than sexual assault was intentional, because the term sexual assault raises red flags on campus right now because of the movement that we started with the coalition. And so we really feel like this was an intentional, it was a political move for them to label it in this way.
Can you explain why that's a political move, why that's important a little bit more?
Yeah, well, we, like I said, Carleton University is well aware of the fact that the coalition has started this movement where students are starting to talk about sexual assault and starting to question why we don't have adequate services. And the university was put under a lot of pressure for its legal defense statement that you mentioned, where they explicitly blamed the woman for her own sexual assault that happened back in 2007. Carleton University had a responsibility, an illegal responsibility, to advertise that this particular assault had happened, and we are really happy that they have chosen to make it public. We're also really aware of the fact this does not mean this is the first time this particular person assaulted someone, nor was this the first sexual assault that happened since 2007. It happens all the time. So we do want to emphasize that this is the first public known sexual assault since the sexual assault in 2007, but that we know that Carleton is deliberately labeling it as an assault only to kind of water down and hopefully brush it under the carpet and not have it be seen as part of the bigger issue, which is that sexual assault happens on campuses. By labeling it as an assault only, they can claim this is a different issue, that it's not related to what happened in 2007, nor is it related to the ongoing campaign to address sexual assault on campus. They're really isolating this particular incident and trying to remove it from the bigger picture. And they can do so because they can say, well, we advertised this happened and we said there was an assault on campus. But they're trying to depoliticize the issue intentionally, as far as we're concerned.
Has the university, like, given any official response to your concerns about this?
No. We did issue a press release, which we did send off to Carleton administration. And so far, keeping in mind that it has only been it hasn't even been a week yet, but so far we haven't heard any response from Carleton University, whether it's at the official administration level or any of the other support services on campus that are supposed to deal with assault on campus. We haven't heard any response or rebuttal from them on this.
And, okay, so in terms of your own campaign, has there been any progress since I last spoke to you?
There has been progress in the sense that things have happened, and the fact that we got a meeting with President Runte is a major achievement because it took us almost 3 years to get. So there have been advances in that sense, but we haven't been able to actually move a marker forward in terms of improving services on campus, improving access, raising the issue with students. Nothing really has been able to change in that sense, unfortunately, because Carleton has refused to budge on giving us a sexual assault center. So we are very frustrated, and we made the official decision as the coalition a few weeks ago to stop fighting with Carleton administration and to just see how we can get services without them. So starting student-run services, community services that would happen on campus that would not require us to deal with the administration, because they have made it explicitly clear that they're not interested in working with us.
Unfortunately, that seems to be the case on university campuses across the country.
Yeah, absolutely. Unfortunately, it's not a... I would really prefer to say that this is a Carleton problem, just don't come to Carleton and you'll be fine. But the reality is that this is an attitude that's been adopted at many universities. It's just particularly stinging for a lot of people, because Carleton has been known as a left-wing community, very grassroots activist campus. We have our first female president in the history of Carleton University, who is also a women's studies professor. So people are, I think, particularly offended because they came to Carleton with the assumption that we don't tolerate that here, but we clearly do.
Yeah, I know when in your press release, when I was talking about the difference between an assault and a sexual assault, it sort of resonated with me, because we've seen here in Halifax sexual harassment prevention officers become conflict resolution officers, and sexual harassment prevention offices become harassment prevention offices. So I thought the depoliticization of the language, I thought, was very interesting.
It's happening everywhere, and then unfortunately this particular assault that happened on Friday is just one of many examples of the depoliticization of feminist work, I believe, on campuses.
So it sounds like the university isn't, it's responding in the sense that it's putting up posters, so it's responding in I guess, very simple ways to your demands. But it sounds like they're failing to take your bigger demands seriously. Is that the case?
Absolutely. So we had like you said, there was a legal defense that was issued by Carleton University. Quickly, without even us having to do anything, there was a big public campaign mounted against Carleton for their statement. And one business day before, even though they had had the lawsuit for sitting on their desk for 8 months, one business day before a planned rally by students, Carleton settled with Jane Doe. After that particular rally, President Runte actually came out of her office and addressed us and said that she would love to apologize for the legal defense statement that was made, but that Jane Doe would not allow it, and so please just believe me when I say that I care about this issue. And then she went back to her office. The following day, I sent her a follow-up email saying, thanks for coming out and addressing us, but we're tired of the lip service, let's sit down and hash this out. So I actually had a personal one-on-one meeting with President Runte. I did bring a witness, which I'm very grateful for. because I was told flat out that the university and the president in particular is wanting to sue me for libel for having spoken out against the university. And another student who was not related with the coalition later on did her own activist project trying to get people to delist from women's studies courses, and her women's studies course in particular, because it runs against what women's studies stands for, to, you know, victim blame and then teach a women's studies course. And President Arrente met with that particular student and actually brought three administration members with her. So she had three people versus one student, and once again tried to isolate the incident as, this is this student's problem with me. This is Julie Lalonde's problem with me. So they're very much targeting individual people and, like the assault, trying to individualize the issue so that it becomes Julie Lalonde versus President Arrente rather than, you know, a coalition of students and community members versus sexual assault. So they're very much thinking, well, maybe if I target individual people, people will miss the bigger picture. And that's really, really problematic. It's really, really problematic.
Why do you think it is that they are trying to avoid addressing the bigger issue and are, like, they do clearly see the Coalition for a Sexual Assault Center as a threat of some kind if they're threatening you? So why do you think that is? What is the threat?
I think it goes back to what we've been saying since the beginning, which is that the university has is misinformed and believes that having a sexual assault center on campus will bring bad publicity to Carleton. I think Carleton has brought bad publicity on themselves by denying it's a sexual assault center, so there's a real irony to that. But, you know, three of the five top research universities in Canada have a sexual assault center. York has a sexual assault center. McGill has a sexual assault center. The University of Alberta has a sexual assault center. I have never heard of the University of Alberta being referred to as the rape school. And yet the U of A has a fantastic, well-funded, well-run student sexual assault center. In fact, we're trying to model ours after them. That's our proposal, very much mirrors the sexual assault center at U of A. And so Carleton has kind of created, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy that they've kind of put forward for themselves when they had a real opportunity to say, this is happening on our campus, we don't tolerate this here, here's a center, here's us making a difference. They decided to try to backpedal, which has blown up in their face, and so now they have explicitly said to us, we cannot give you a sexual assault center and save face, because if you get a sexual assault center, then people will think you come to Carleton, you raise a stink, and you get what you want, and that's a slippery slope. That's exactly what they've told us.
Wow.
So they're clearly missing the issue. They're clearly, clearly missing the issue. And I think, I mean, it just needs to be said, they don't care about survivors on campus. They just don't.
Wow, that's pretty scary.
Yeah, it's frightening, quite frankly, that this is, that people pay a lot of money for higher education, and this is the way the university actually views them, as a threat, as, you know, when you stand up against the university, you are become a target for a personal attack from an administration that clearly has more money, more resources, and more power than you ever will, right? So you wonder why people don't speak up when that's what happens to those who do, right?
Now, in terms of a community response, I know the last time I spoke to you, you were asking for people to write letters or emails to President Arrente asking for the university to issue an apology and, of course, demanding a sexual assault center on campus. Are you advocating any kind of similar actions at this point?
Absolutely. We have gotten a lot of really great community support. And by community, I really mean the country. I mean, Ryerson, on their own doing, did a fax off where they sent 175 letters to President Arrente's office. We've gotten support from Halifax all the way to Vancouver. And so we're asking people, you know, if you did send an email, if you did call or write a letter to President Arrente, keep it up. You know, she has responded through a generic email, of course, but the university has been forced to respond to the community opposition. And so we're asking people to keep on it. A new school year has started, and we still don't have a sexual assault center. So this is our third academic year fighting for this issue. And, you know, Carleton is just hoping that all of us will graduate and that this issue we'll be done with. The coalition members will graduate, and then, you know, we're done with that. We can move on to something else. But we need them to understand that this is an issue that people take seriously, and that they're tired of being stalled, and that this has to happen, and this needs to happen, and this will happen.
Yeah, well, it certainly sounds like you have grassroots support when 80% of students are voting in favor of a sexual assault center in referendums.
Absolutely.
So, is there anything else you'd like to add, Julie, before we close off?
Just that we are, I mean, it is a coalition community issue, but that it's become, like I said, an individual issue where individual students are being targeted for their opposition. This is the same university that is being has a Human Rights Commission complaint against them for having silenced Israeli apartheid students. This is the same university that fired a professor before they were able to teach, even though they had a legal contract with that professor, because of allegations that he's associated with terrorism. So this is really, truly part of a bigger issue on campuses across the country, where individual where groups who might have some sort of de facto leader, those individual people are being targeted by an administration that just can't handle a little opposition and doesn't like criticism, which is painfully ironic when you consider that the whole point of academia is dialogue and debate and people doing research and trying to, you know, make situations better or really investigate things. And so I really think I have a real distaste right now for academia in this country in particular, and this attitude of we have paid lip service to, you know, like I said, dialogue, and yet in practice we actually target specific people because they make us look bad, whatever that is defined as, and it's pretty disgusting. So
yeah, I absolutely agree, and it is unfortunate that that very much is a countrywide issue. Unfortunately, not something that's easy to escape. Thanks, Julie. Best of luck.
Thank you.
And continue to keep us here in Halifax updated with what's going on in Ottawa.
Thank you. Thank you very much for keeping the issue on the table and for allowing me to come and speak with you this morning. I appreciate it.
Okay. Well, thanks, Julie.
No problem.